This is Lynn Bertain. I am the author of a book with my business partner, Craig Humphreys, entitled 567 Problem Solving, How to Solve Wicked Problems Correctly. And I'm going to make this podcast a reading of each chapter of the book. There are 15 chapters in the book plus an introduction, so over 16 weeks I intend to read the book. But if I get a little bit ambitious, I might read one or two chapters in addition each week to cut the time down for you. But here goes. This is the introduction. We have decided to write this book as a result of lessons learned from our collective 60 years of consulting experience. In that time, we have participated in solving over 10,000 problems and leading those projects to completion. While doing so, we have repeatedly seen leaders and executives sponsoring and supporting inefficient approaches to completing projects and initiatives, and almost always to their career and business detriment. We have successfully been teaching 567 thinking as a way to improve the quality of decision-making and project execution in our clients' businesses. This book is our way to share many of these successful techniques with our current and future business leaders, managers, and executives, so they too can solve very difficult problems and even wicked problems. First off, we offer a discussion of the three classes of problems as we see them. They are stupid problems, difficult problems, and wicked problems. We like to capitalize the words wicked problems because of the unique and challenging nature of that type of problem. The characteristics of the three problem types are summarized below and covered in more great detail in the subsequent chapters. Stupid problems. These are the problems for which a ready and simple solution exists. Rarely is extensive measurement and analysis required, but rather a 567 thinking mindset is sufficient to solve these problems. An example of this problem occurred at a law office when the managing partner ignored the plea by the secretaries that they were backlogged at the single printer that they all shared. By simply adding a few printers, the secretaries and paralegals didn't have to wait for their documents, which increased the output of the lawyers and thus the profitability of the law firm by over $2 million annually. Now that was a stupid problem. Difficult problems. These are the problems that are simply not easy to solve. Most every project team has insufficient expertise, insight, and knowledge to fully solve a difficult problem at the outset. Difficult problems are best solved through decomposition and an incremental 567 thinking approach wherein project team members learn, gain insights, and develop new approaches through the successive iterations of problem solving. The NASA initiative to put a man on the moon by the end of 1969 is an example of how to properly solve a difficult problem through incremental problem solving after decomposing the problem into manageable independent phases. These are the pinnacle of problems to tackle. These are the wicked problems. Wicked problems simply are not susceptible to ordinary problem solving techniques, and more than likely the problem solvers have never dealt with such a problem before. Further, wicked problems are exemplified by one particularly unpleasant attribute. Most approaches to tackling the problem simply make the problem worse. Long-time corporate inefficiencies, government policies towards welfare, foreign policy, health care, the war on drugs, homelessness, and many other problems all fall into this category. Solving these problems demands accepting that we don't know enough to solve the entire problem straight away. So commencing with careful measurement and analysis is required to avoid making the problem worse. A minimum resource expenditure with an iterative approach to making progress is the only way to achieve success. We regard the Wernher von Braun rocket development team after World War II as an example of how to solve a wicked problem. That team did intense analysis, developed tests, failed, learned, and repeated. They started off with well-documented, unpleasant failures, but ultimately succeeded in developing very reliable lift systems that took Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo missions into space. And they managed to avoid many of the awful side effects of a poor approach to a wicked problem, such as killing themselves, creating really bad publicity, losing their funding, and so forth. As you read the following chapters, remember that 567 problem solving, how to solve wicked problems correctly, is all about bringing clarity to the process of problem solving, particularly difficult and wicked problems. Throughout their careers, the authors have focused on the ROI and waste elimination aspects of the problems that they encountered. In all cases, difficult and wicked problem have been a challenge even for us. But by sticking to the basics of the concepts that we are laying out in this book, we have been extremely successful working through the challenges provided by these problems. Somewhat to our surprise, we have learned over and over that it is okay, and that it is a key message. It is okay to be wrong, and we want to leave you with that message. It's okay to be wrong. In addition, we offer no blame as a mandatory protection mantra for problem-solving change without reprisal. When solutions don't work, or a solution improves our understanding of the problem, we get excited. On the one hand, we have advanced progress on the solution, and on the other, we know another way that didn't work. And if a no-blame culture is present, great progress and profitable change can happen, as no one involved fears reprisal from the original bad solution. Enjoy the read. The authors hope that after you have done, you will feel more comfortable tackling those difficult problems and wicked problems when you encounter them. Enjoy. This is Len Bertain.